Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you have reached America Health Crisis through Blog Talk Radio. This is Paulette Young speaking, your host, and some of the others are on the line. If you want to talk, you have to press 1. Dial in 858-769-4936 and press 1, then I can hear you. Other than that, I won't be able to hear you. I can see your number, but I can't hear you unless you push that 1. Okay, tonight's topic, gonorrhea and syphilis, have they increased? And if so, why? Did you know some standard sexually transmitted diseases has increased over the years? Why is it increased in STDs? I'm your host, Paulette Young. And I'll be joined on the line by others. I know sometimes you guys don't want to say anything, just want to listen. That's fine, too. All right. Let's get started. All right. The number of people with sexually transmitted disease like gonorrhea, syphilis, chlamydia, are they on the increase? The answer is yes, they have increased. One place like Maryland has grown rapidly, they said. And it's happening across our nation, right here in the United States. Has not gone away. Public health officials and doctors have more cases than before. You may have no symptoms in the early stages. So that's not good either. And are they even doing routine tests all the time like they used to? The answer to that is no. There were 44,967 cases of these sexually transmitted diseases like gonorrhea, syphilis, and chlamydia. That was in 2017. 10.5% increase from the year before. And that's according to Maryland's health department. And then the cases of gonorrhea, they stated, had increased 15%. And the number of syphilis had increased by 12.3%. And chlamydia by 9%. So there has been a definitely rise in these sexually transmitted disease, and they do need more attention. Now, the Center of Disease Control said that there were nearly 2.3 million cases of the three diseases diagnosed in the United States from 2017 on, and then 200,000 more than in 2016. That we should have concern for and not ignore. There's just not enough education getting out to the public. There's not enough testing being done and information how to prevent these things from happening. They have not gone away. They have increased instead. So we need more education in our schools, in our clinics, in our hospitals, so we can get these numbers down, because they have not gone away. And what's happening, people are hearing fewer messages about safe sex and use of condom. Unfortunately, there's been a cut in funding is why some of this is happening. They said education or funding for prevention has dropped from $168.5 million that was in 2003, to $148 million this year. And so that's a problem. These are areas that should not be decreased, because if you have an increase in the disease itself, you also have an increase in health care in a person's body. Instead of them being healthy, they're unhealthy, and it's costing more money not educating than if more money was spent on education. So those federal dollars that's been decreased need to increase, because it's causing a big problem in our country. They used to there used to be a standard pap smear every year. Now that's done every 3 years instead of annually. And so then with that, you end up not having screening for the STDs. So that's a problem. It's like a ricochet effect. And then we're very aware that we have what we call opioid epidemic. And they said that's a contributing factor. Doing drugs or the needles is a contributing factor. People are more promiscuous. We're pushing Truvadol so people can have more sex or sex with anyone. All of these are contributing factors to these STDs. So we need to become more aware, because they can be prevented. And young people and men who have sex with men are very, very vulnerable to these diseases. There just need to be more education than what we presently have. And gonorrhea and syphilis have not gone away. And some of the complications they have from these standard transmitted diseases, they are preventable, and they can be treated early with antibiotics if one knows they have it. But if they don't know, there's no routine test being done, then they can use, that's where we have a problem, and the continued spread of the disease itself. Gonorrhea has become resistant to nearly every class of antibiotic that's out there. That's a problem. But still, early diagnosis is very important, very, very important. Okay, if anyone wants to speak, that's on the line. Again, it's 858-769-4936. Press 1, and you will be on the air. Okay, this is Paulette Young speaking, and we're talking about gonorrhea and syphilis. Has it gone away? And if as I stated a few minutes ago, it has not gone away. In fact, it's on the increase, unfortunately. It's unfortunate that it is on the increase rather than decrease. So that's why I thought we should address it. What about California? How are we doing here in California? Have it increased in California? The answer to that is yes. So it's breaking records, they said, in parts of this California that some people live in. The health department, or the report from the California Department of Public Health, points to a 45% increase in certain standard or sexually transmitted disease. They said the increase comes over the last 5 years. They said that in 2017, you had something like counted more than 300 cases of gonorrhea, chlamydia, and syphilis. That's a lot. And then, you know, with serious complications, especially among pregnant women. And what are complications? They can end up with a stillbirth, especially when it's left untreated. Gonorrhea and chlamydia can cause what they call inflammatory or pelvic inflammatory disease. And it also can make a woman sterile. Syphilis, if a pregnant mother comes down with that, it can cause harm to the infant's brain as far as development is concerned, which can lead to blindness, deafness, and even death. So the numbers are high, especially when a young person is under age 30. So why this rise? If we continue along the line of budget cuts, we're going to continue to see a rise in these diseases, because that's part of the problem, and it's going up pretty fast, not slow. They said there were like 2 million cases of syphilis, gonorrhea, and chlamydia. That's 2 million is a lot. Syphilis rates, they said, increased something like 18% in the United States from 2015 to 2016. So that's a lot of people. That's incredibly high. So what can we do about it? I say there needs to be more education among the youth, beginning in junior high school, not just high school. There should be, I know when we were in junior high and high school, we used to get information in our gym classes on a regular basis, at least monthly. I'm not quite sure, at least what I'm hearing, that's not done today. And I wish the church would step up to the plate and play a role in getting that education out too, because a lot of youth still are in the church or their parents are in the church, and it'd be an excellent way to help out during this crisis that we find ourselves in. The numbers are too high, and it has not gone away. Again, you're on American Health Crisis. This is your host, Paulette Young, speaking. And the number you can dial in is 858-769-4936. Press 1, and you'll be on the air. If you like to talk, some just want to listen, that's okay too. But we're talking about gonorrhea and syphilis, which is a sexually transmitted disease. And chlamydia. Don't leave out chlamydia also. And if a doctor is doing prenatal care, normally they're required to do the lab test for the STDs. You get pregnant, they're required to do the test. And hopefully that's being done. And if it's not, that are listening out there, make sure your doctor run those tests, because it's very important. Some of you are in trusted relationships. Trust the doctor, too, to run the test to make sure you're okay, that nothing has gone wrong. It doesn't hurt to be tested. It hurts when you don't get the test, especially for something that can be prevented. Use condoms. Be smart. Ask questions about the person's sexual history. Don't be shy. That's your body. And if you're have exchanging body fluids and you know nothing about that person, that's a tragedy for you, because you do need to know. So you know whether you're making a right choice or a wrong choice. Doesn't hurt for both of you to go and be tested for all these things before you get involved. Why come down with a disease after the fact? Do things before the fact. Then you won't be coming down with anything. So if you want to prevent from getting sexually transmitted disease, you need education. And it needs to start in middle school and on to high school and on to college. With knowledge is powerful. Not to get any knowledge and understanding is not wise. You're not going to be able to make a wise choice unless you get the information first. We have a little technical difficulty. My other host, Selena Lindsay, for some reason, the sound's not able to come through the way it normally does. That's why you just hear me talking right now. She had already texted me earlier. And, you know, these are the things going through the air, and there are occasions where you do run into technical difficulty. Again, if you have any questions, again, call 858-769-4936 and press 1, and I'll bring you on the air. And we're talking about the increase in syphilis and gonorrhea and chlamydia. Don't want to leave out chlamydia either, because that is a problem, unfortunately. But unless you're going to learn to make the right choices, you're going to have a problem. Bottom line, you're going to have a problem. You have to talk about sexually transmitted diseases. And this is, for us here in California, it's the third year in a row that Calvary has, the records are high in sexually transmitted disease. So what can we do about it? We have to educate the youth, educate the young people, educate the old people. People think that people in those homes or adult daycares don't get involved. Yes, they do. It's been proven over and over again. So do we have gonorrhea and syphilis and chlamydia in old folks' homes? The answer to that is yes. The rates are higher with young people than it is with old people, but they're coming down with it too. So keep that in mind. It's called prevention. 2 million cases of chlamydia, gonorrhea, and syphilis in 2016. That's high. That's not even near low. So we want to do something about that. We'll be on the air again next week, same time, 8 p.m. Pacific time, Monday.